الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. This is the khutbah, which is mostly khutbah masnuna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to address people, this is what he used to start his speech with, mostly. And alhamdulillah, we see this on Jumu'ah, Fridays, the imams, they say the khutbah, and then they say whatever they want to say. I thought today we just have basic explanation of this khutbah so that we know what is it about. Alhamdulillah, all the hamd, all the praise belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. Belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, yani Allah deserves all the praise. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is mustahiq of all the hamd. Allah Azza wa Jal, He deserves the praise whether somebody praises Him or not. Allah Azza wa Jal, to Him belongs all the praise whether there is Hamid or not. Hamd is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Hamd? Hamd is to praise a Jameel. Jameel yani something which is positive, something which is beautiful. And this is in the human nature. You see something nice and you say, MashaAllah, this is really nice. In our life, we praise so many things and so many people. But the reality is that all the good that is there, if you trace it back, if you look carefully, then actually it goes back to Allah Azza wa Jal. All the good, all the beauty, all the blessings that we find, it actually belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. You see somebody nice, okay, this person is nice, mashallah, you're praising him. But who created this person? Allah Azza wa Jal. You see beauty in the air, beauty in the water, beauty in the mountains, in the oceans, in the gardens. Mashallah, this flower is very beautiful. The sky is very beautiful. The stars are very beautiful. We are praising things. But actually, the one who deserves that praise is Allah Azza wa Jal. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the sky, and it is Allah Azza wa Jal who created the stars. Alhamdulillah. That's why Alhamdulillah is a big and great word. Alhamdulillah, all the good qualities belong to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, Allah is free from any negative qualities. All the perfection belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal is free from any imperfection, any defection, any aib, any weakness. Allah Azza wa Jal is free from that. That is Subhanallah. That's why Subhanallah wa bihamdihi is full praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's complete praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you are admitting that all the good belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah is free from any weakness, from any deficiency.
So the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give, starts with Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu, we praise him. So this is emphasized. We praise him. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal all the time. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal from morning until the night. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal after every blessing. We wake up, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal. We have a sip of water, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Bite of food, praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You come home, you praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You ride your vehicle, you ride your car, you praise Allah Azza wa Jal. You can think of a situation, but we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even inside the salah, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal. End of the salah, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Nahmaduhu, we praise Allah Azza wa Jal. All the time. وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ, and we seek his help. We praise Allah Azza wa Jal. But we are human being. We need Allah's help all the time. We need Allah's help in everything. This is who we are. And this is what we are. We cannot escape from this. No matter how big you become, how powerful you become, how independent you become, no matter how wealthy a person becomes, no matter what a person might become, he remains a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he is in need of Allah's help all the time, every time. This is the reality. So the better we understand the reality, the better we seek help. نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ, and we seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. There is help that we seek from Allah Azza wa Jal naturally. There is help that we ask for Allah, that we ask for from Allah Azza wa Jal because of who we are, because of what we are. Even people who don't realize that they are seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal, they are seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we depend on Allah Azza wa Jal. We may not say with our tongue that we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal, but our situation says that we seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. So many, you know, important and core parts of our body, they seek help from Allah all the time. Our heart is pumping all the time. Do we sit and give command to the heart? How many times the heart is pumping? Who is giving command to the heart? The heart is seeking help from Allah all the time. Our eyes blink all the time. Do we blink intentionally? We don't. Parts of our body on which our life depends are not in our control. Our kidneys are not in our control. Our livers are not in our control. You think of an organ, it is not in our control. So who is controlling? Allah Azza wa Jal. Who is supplying help? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal, knowingly and unknowingly. We are seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal intentionally and unintentionally. We seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal whether we acknowledge, we don't acknowledge. We admit, we don't admit. Even the people who are kuffar, the people who don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, they seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal, even the people who are not Muslim. Sometimes they seek help verbally, God help me. Because every human being has belief in his heart. He may realize, he may not realize. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. This is a fitrah upon which Allah has created people. There is the ability to accept iman. There is the ability to acknowledge Allah Azza wa Jal in the hearts of every human being. So even people who are not Muslim, when they have difficult situation, they say, you know, if someone is there, please help me. Right? God help me. Or they might call with a different name. So verbally they seek help, but non-verbally they also seek help. Because their life depends on the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their existence relies on Allah Azza wa Jal. وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ. حَمْدْ وَاسْتِعَانَةً are very powerful things and very important principles in Islam. That's why in Surah Fatiha we have both. We have Hamd and we also have Isti'anat. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Right at the beginning of Surah Fatiha, we have Hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Hamd suits us. Hamd of Allah suits human being. Isti'anat, seeking help from Allah Azza wa Jal, also suits us. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'een. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. No matter what situation we are in, we need help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Even things which are very simple, things are very, you know, which we take for granted, we need help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing can happen. This is our iman, this is our yaqeen. But this has to come into our conscious. That is the difference between the huzur and the ghaflat. Dhikr and ghaflat. A person who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, he realizes that in this very moment, for this very particular situation, for this very action, I need help from Allah Azza wa Jal. So he is busy, he is doing whatever he is doing, but he depends on Allah Azza wa Jal. He relies on Allah Azza wa Jal. He remembers Allah Azza wa Jal. A person who is ghafil, he is also doing some same thing. You are hammering a nail. Two people doing the same job. One is zakir, one is ghafil. A ghafil, he thinks that I am knocking, I am hitting, I am breaking, I am repairing, I am doing this, I am doing that. A person who is zakir, he knows that he is lifting his hand with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is moving his hand with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though it looks very simple, you are not like smashing a mountain. You are not smashing a rock. You are just doing something simple. But a zakir realizes that no big or no small can happen without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nahmaduhu وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ. We are human being and we forget very easily and we forget very quickly. Ghaflat comes very fast, very fast. And as soon as the ghaflat comes, khalas, we are in danger. So, وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ. We seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we have forgotten you. And because we have forgotten you, we have neglected your teachings. We have neglected your commands. It is very ba'id from a believer that he knows and he remembers and then he disobeys. It is likely that a believer, if he makes a mistake, he commits a sin, he commits because of forgetfulness. That's why we do istighfar. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. All of this is because we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, wa nu'minu bihi, and we believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa natawakkalu alayhi, and we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. We rely on Allah Azza wa Jal for praise, for hamd. Because if Allah does not give tawfiq, even what is simple cannot be done. Once Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Mufti Nawab Rahman Sahab Damat Barakatuh, he mentioned something very important. He said that, you know, in the Quran, in the Hadith, we have virtues for many a'mal. Like you do this, you have this much thawab, or you have this much benefit, right? For example, you make istighfar this many times, you have this benefit. You do salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this many times, you have this many benefits. So it looks very simple. I can do it and I can gain all the benefit. But how come we don't do it? How come we don't do it? Man lazima al-istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Whoever sticks to istighfar, whoever sticks with istighfar, yani he does istighfar all the time. Ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli hammin faraja. Allah will make a way out for him from every grief. Wa min kulli dhiqin makhraja. And from every difficulty, Allah will make ease out for him. On top of that, wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah will give him rizq from where he never imagined. Because unfortunately, we have limited sources of our rizq. Because of our own limitation of understanding and limitation of our mind, we have limited our rizq to our job, to our business. Or somebody inherits money from his family. Halas, 2-3 sources, we have limited our risk. A person who makes istighfar constantly, Allah will make a way out for him. Allah Azza wa Jal will make ease from every difficulty. And Allah will give him risk from where he never imagined. This is a promise. This is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the promise of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It looks very simple. I can make istighfar. But how come we don't do that? How come we don't do istighfar and get all these benefits? Others said that we don't do this because we think it's very simple. I can do it. I can do it, that is the problem. Even though it's very simple, I cannot do it without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though it's very simple, I cannot do it without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we can see this ourselves. We can examine ourselves. How many times I do tasbih? How many times I do istighfar? How many times I do salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many ayat of the Quran every day I recite? For every harf there is ashru hasanat. Every harf, every letter, 10 hasanat. Well, that's super easy. But how come we don't do this? It's super easy. Because even what is super easy, we need help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Unfortunately, we rely on ourselves. We rely on ourselves. And that's why we fail. We need to rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, even for things which are very simple and even things which are very easy. And this is the meaning of wa natawakkalu alayhi, and we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. This is a reminder for me and for all of us that we need to rely on Allah Azza wa Jal in all the matters. May Allah give us tawfiq. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.